You know, we've talked to people who said that this is, you know, one of the hottest development markets that we've seen in the United States in decades and decades and decades. And that Texas is maybe the hottest state of the 50 for development. That North Texas may well be the hottest area of the state of Texas. So when Ray Sadeh was made president of McCarthy Building Companies and overseeing all of Texas, they must think a lot of him. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
I mean, this is a plum, right, to be building here, to build it?
So I was fortunate enough to move here a couple of years ago.
I mean, you got to have some colleague in Rhode Island who would just kill to be in your...
Oh, there's plenty of markets around the country that aren't anything like this. So, yeah, this is something else.
So you guys, if you all don't know McCarthy, among other things, responsible for Clyde Warren Park, AT&T Performing Arts Center, the new Moody Performance Hall in 1920 McKinney, and he built hospitals. You'd build all kinds of stuff. Yeah, you'll build anything.
Recently, we just finished the Children's Health Building in Plano.
So is there an expertise except just building things?
Well, I think it really comes down to you got to have really good builders. And some of the ways we do that is we take a look at any of those types of projects that really require a whole bunch of thought, very complex, just, you know, a lot of fun that our folks can really dig into and go and figure out.
So the people, how do you... I mean, this is a cyclical... Well, it used to be a cyclical business. I guess it's pretty straightforward right now. But by and large, you lose people along the way. People
Sure.
that go on to other projects and this and that. How do you reassemble them, especially in a tight labor market like this?
Well, I think that's the number one thing that's facing our industry right now is really figuring out that the construction workers, whether they be on the management side or the labor side. And so, yes, you do see some attrition. You see some turnover. One of the things that's great about McCarthy is we're 100% employee owned, so we're able to really keep those people here because they're all owners of us.
That'd be the incentive to hang around.
Definitely.
Keep
definitely
it out of your stock.
The other thing is you start looking at the craft labor, and that is an industry-wide issue that we're facing. So how do you attack that?
Is there just not another generation that's coming up?
I think there's less attraction to get into the construction industry. I mean, when we went through the downturn, you saw less and less people wanting to get into construction. Some of it was because we lost a lot of construction jobs, both locally and around the nation.
Yeah.
So how do you get people re-engaged now? So the industry and what McCarthy's doing is going into grade schools, going into middle schools, going into high schools, and really trying to engage with the students and with their parents on why construction is a great industry. You could go into it through the trade side, or you can go in through college or through a technical school to get into the management.
So if labor's a concern, what happens if they jack up steel prices or aluminum? And you've got to be in the middle of this, you know, watching what's going on with the NAFTA talks and tariff wars.
Oh, sure. I think as you look at any of the commodities and as they're going to fluctuate and you look at these tariffs and see what's going to happen with that, you definitely have to start seeing what is that going to do to the overall performa of any project. So that's going to affect, you know, how many projects are going to still go forward. That's going to affect the cost of things, and it's going to be less effective on the labor unless a lot of things stop being built. Then you'll have obviously more folks, but we definitely have a shortage of labor throughout. This is just one of those other challenges that we're going to be facing as we move forward.
But again, it's commodity pricing, and you deal with it, I guess. Well, are your people portable? I mean, I think, for example, you guys just finished the new Southwest Airlines reservation center. It's over there, or I don't know if you finished yet, but it's on the other side of Denton Road from the Southwest Airlines headquarters.
We are finishing up here soon.
Okay. And if memory serves, you're getting ready to break ground on a Southwest Airlines like hangar facility and stuff like that.
That's down at Hobby in Houston.
Yeah. But so would you take people from the Dallas project once they're finished and move them to Houston, or do you... You have to put together crews wherever you are.
Well, I think it depends on the project. With that particular project, we definitely took some of our folks who were on the job up in Dallas and moved them to Houston. Some of that's because they wanted to. They absolutely loved their experience working with Southwest Airlines. They wanted to continue with that. So a lot of them picked up and moved with their families down there. We have a lot of crews down in Houston as well. We have another full-service office down there. So we do what's best for the client, what's best for that project. So we'll kind of mix and mingle the staff that we're going to put on that job.
So you heard what I was saying as we're getting into our discussion. Texas may be the hottest market of the 50 states. North Texas may be the hottest within Texas. You agree, disagree?
Well, I think Texas is definitely have a great market. I think you still see a lot of great things going on in both Southern California and Northern California. But, you know, I would say that Texas rivals all of that. There's a lot of great things going on in Texas, North Texas specifically. But, you know, we're seeing a lot of different opportunities, not just in the building side, but we also do a lot of civil and marine work. And obviously the marine stuff is a lot more down along the Gulf of Texas.
Absolutely. And boy, that's some high dollar work, too. Mm-hmm. Usually it is. So so what's next? You have a great ability to see the future, something we don't, because you see order flow and you see interest in your services. Is the demand still out there? Are they still going to build stuff?
Oh, I don't think there's I think, you know, you go through any time of the year, you'll see a little bit of softness in the market. But I think overall, if you look at where are the population's growth going to continue to be, where is the demand going to be, I think on in North Texas, you're going to see a continued expansion of our population. So you'll need more schools, you'll need more hospitals, more treatment facilities, all the things that we build. So I think you're going to continue to see a lot of that there.
And yeah, those are sort of like infrastructure projects that you really need.
Mm-hmm. And our business is really based on being a community-based builder. So we're really focused on those areas that are going to have bigger population growth. North Texas is definitely one of those. So we're really focused here. Our families are all living here. They're growing up here. And our intent is to continue to build in this market for quite some time.
So what about you? You're a migrant. We were talking earlier before we went on the air. And how many cities have you lived in?
Dallas is the 18th place I've lived.
Wow. So I assume there'll be a 19th?
You know, my wife says that since I've met my wife, we've lived in six different. She says she's good for a while. She's not she's not interested in moving anytime soon.
So what are you working on right now here in North Texas?
So we are, like we said, we're just finishing up the Wings project for Southwest Airlines. We're finished up the health building for Children's Health in Plano. We're starting up the Plano ISD Fine Arts. And then we're doing some other work around the state of Texas. We have an entire civil group that also does work with CTRMA and TxDOT. We have a marine group that is focused along the ship channel, working for the Port of Houston, working for a number of the private marine clients. So we're really looking at how do we continue to diversify our business and provide opportunities. So as we build those craft labor groups up so that we're self-performing in a lot of different areas, we need to be able to have consistent workflow that allows for them to go to job.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be completely, and some companies were like completely dependent on the oil and gas industry.
Correct.
And it went to heck, and then so did their businesses.
Well, I think a lot of companies, as you look through, and you know, a lot of industries, as you look through how that downturn affected everything, as we were overly focused in too many, in too selective markets, you find yourself sitting there with a whole bunch of good people, but nothing to build.
Yeah.
So how can we, you know, cross-train our folks and work in multiple different market sectors to allow for us to continue and deal with those ebbs and flows you'll see in the market?
Well, I'm hoping you stay here for a long time, and I hope you stay absolutely as busy as possible the entire time.
So do we.
Yeah, I know. It's good for all of us. I think Ray Sinde's president of McCarthy Building Companies of Texas. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.